You choose a dark night to go there. That's simple enough, after all. Your goal is to go unseen. The old legend is that if you make it to a dragon's lair without interruption, being spotted, hindrance, if you begin the journey one night and make it that same night, well, the dragon has to grant one wish. And there is something you dearly desire. A fantasy. A cunning idea, born from the depths of your mind and played out here. You want to explore it. You want to give in to it. And so you're going to. You have to, really. You climb, walking tread after tread, step after step, up the mountainside. You find yourself nearing a path. But you don't walk right onto it, shadowing alongside it instead, flitting from tree to tree, space to space, place to place, a climbing progress, a progress that carries you up over the ridge, up the side. And eventually, you notice how dark this night really is. There are lights interspersed among the trees, though. Natural ones. Luminescent bugs and fungi. Moving from one to the next. Flitting on tiptoe. Adventuring. First, and then another. Finding the hidden pathways and ley lines of influence that carry you up toward the top of the smoking caldera. Toward the hot spring plateau where the dragon's nest is. You know she's up there. You've heard the stories. And so you flit from light to light, from place to place, up alongside the path, finding yourself nearer than before, and then nearer still. You eventually crest the ridge. There are pools of warm to hot water, variously distributed, along with deck chairs, reading material. This is a strange place, but it is where dragons have their revels. Dragons, like the times, have moved on. You can only hope their traditions are the same. Wearing a cloak that can deflect any spell, something purchased at great cost in the local village, you find yourself at the mouth of the cave. Stepping inside, you see, from behind, a woman, with headphones on. Under luxurious black hair over her scaled ears, she's staring at a computer screen. She's murmuring something, but you don't quite know what. And on her back are wings. A tail is long and wrapped around one of her scaled legs, her clawed hindquarters. Her lashing claws on her fingers are retracted, but you know they could be there. She has luscious lips, curvaceous hips, a big and beautiful and bountiful ass positioned in the chair, and she doesn't move when you approach. You set foot inside, looking at her, moving closer and closer, walking closer and closer to the dragon, as she stares at her screen, at moving lines, at something unknowable to you. You didn't know there was electricity up here, but it's easy enough to move that with magic, and magic dragons have. She doesn't look around. You see her shoulders as she rolls them, trying to ease and free up her muscles. Then, you reach out and tap her on one of those shoulders. Instantly she startles, kicking her chair over, pulling off her headphones, turning around, leaning back against her desk. You think better of it, clearing your throat. I'm here for a wish, you say. She instantly goes from startled to deeply amused, leaning against her desk, hitting a button to stop the recording, and then turning to say, well, okay, what you got? Turns out it was a little easier to sneak up on her than you thought. Your mouth is dry. You look into dark eyes. You think of the dark sky above when you see her. Her black hair and the strangely demonic horns curved back over top of her head also make everything seem just that little bit more mysterious, more cloaked in secrets. You're very close to her because you did tap her on the shoulder, and she hasn't really backed up much beyond her initial startle. Her computer is already going into screensaver mode. Your eyes are on her, she's the only thing worth looking at. Her breasts are not overly large, perhaps a C-cup, although they are pressed against her form, like her scales were restricting them a little. She looks at you, licking her lips with a long serpent tongue, a few of her fangs showing. You feel like your request is a little silly now that you see her, but then you say what you really want. A fantasy stolen from your desires, long to be dreamed of. You want to be wrapped in my wings? Hun, I'm half demon. You seen him, right? She turns and bats her tattered wings. They are quite small. But you stand your ground and make the request a second time, to be wrapped and pleasured in her wings. She smirks. All right, no flies on you. You sure? You state it a third time. You hear a clunking sliding of stone from the entrance to the cave, which is, after all, quite homey. A stone has rolled closed, more like a door than anything else, occluding all light from the plateau outside, leaving you and her in a candlelit room with silks and pillows and rugs all around and a huge four-poster bed. She walks closer. But as she does, the light is now behind her, casting her shadow on the cave wall. You see that the shadow has much larger wings than she did when you looked at her. Then you look back from the shadow and see her wings expanding, transforming. Well, you stuck by your wish. Now let's see how you feel on the other side of it. She doesn't waste any time. Her eyes are dark and draw you in. She gets nearer. You smell rum and spices, cloves, and something unplaceable. The closeness of her. Her fingers are already trailing between her legs, rubbing over her wet, exposed sex. She wasn't really wearing anything as she sat at her desk, speaking. You wonder what she was saying, but the wings are blocking out all vision, no longer demonic and tattered, now a dragon's scaled extravagance, splendidly connected. They block all light, but the shadow still falls across you. They curl behind you, nowhere to run, but you lean back lovingly against them, luxuriating your hands on the soft, silky scales. Yes, her scales are soft, moisturized, perfect. Rubbing them is not at all rough or tough. It is instead a pleasure for the senses. You run your hands over them and her wings wrap around you. She has more control over them than you would expect, as she winds them behind your butt, under your legs, producing a seat for you to sit in, her wings growing longer, her span filling the cavern. Her tail lengthens too and winds around your legs, your lower body. Her body heat is much higher, hotter than yours. She pulls you in, leans in, runs her long tongue across your jawline, exploring you, tasting you. She leans in and her eyes are black, deep. Her lips are the red of old blood, and so are her scales. She is close and her dark hair is brushed out of the way with a toss of her mane. Then both eyes are in view, boring into yours, a smile, genuine and close. You're brave and bold. Of course, the whole sneaking up on me thing isn't hard. You already figured that out, right? Nobody really ever comes up here. She inspects your cloak, pulling it to the side. Where her fingers touch it, its color becomes a little brighter. Magic touching anti-magic. She grins. Oh, you've got one of these. Damn, okay, you put in the work. She tosses it to the side, where it falls over a lamp, shading the room still further. Yes, she does have electricity. There are lamps as well as the candles, but the candlelight predominates. The lamp was just by the desk. You watch as she moves closer, stripping the rest of your clothes to make you as naked as she is. Bare. Her hands are soft. Her fingers are a little short, but they run over you, exploring, pinching, squeezing, feeling your muscles, massaging you with a brutal intensity. She knows just where you're tense, just where you're pent up, just how to push relaxation into you and hiss her song across your mind. And that is well and good because you came here for exactly this. The wings enfold you and their owner gets closer, rubbing her modest chest against your arm, licking her way up your collar, her tongue rejoining her lips and being sucked back inside. It was long enough she was licking you before she'd even made contact, but then her wings furl closer and closer, creating a closing-in cocoon effect. You are within them. You feel them brushing behind you, pulling you against her body. Your head is buried between her breasts because she's hovering slightly off the ground, or perhaps using her wings to push down against it. She's above you and everything is warm and good. That scent fills you. Breathe deeply. Let her wings enfold you, silken soft. Her scales likewise smooth and perfect, rubbing against your body. You feel her wet pussy rub against your thigh, but this is not quite about sexual pleasure, it's about the satisfaction of a fantasy, an urge. You are enfolded, her tongue lashes out and presses between your lips, kissing you passionately, nibbling you a little bit, letting her wings fold you closer, closer. You're pinned against her chest now, pulled against her. You try to struggle, knowing that that's part of the fun. Try to move your shoulders, try to roll with it. But you find your vision occluded, the darkness inside the wrap of her wings. You see only her eyes, a darker black, still pulling you in, falling forward, drifting down, consciousness dripping down, mind leaking and leeching away, shimmering, shivering, escaping, cascading. You are bound in her and bound to her, pulled against her. She holds you pulled to her, holds you in that wrapping circular cocoon, her wings batting, buffering, wind moving across you both, filling you with resonant pleasure, with the desire to be just exactly here, the desire to be just exactly in this place, held against, held, pinned over. You breathe deep, you let her run her hands down your arms, massaging, stealing away your tension, letting you stay where you are. You remain there. You remain down. You are held and gasping, groaning, letting control overtake, letting her overtake you, held in her wings, wrapped tight, taut, held against her. You feel your body getting hotter, hotter, physically and mentally. Your mind is just leeching away into her wings, thoughts being sucked out. Wrapped as you are, her body's all you can feel. You run your hands over, wrap around her back, under where her wings join between her shoulder blades, rubbing her butt and lower back, and she appreciatively coos and pulls you against her. Her wings are wrapped tight enough that you are restricted, straitjacket-like. The only thing you can do is put your hands on her butt, and then your arms are held against your sides. Your legs are snapped close together, closed by her wings enfolding. You feel the way that there are ridges and veins in the scales of her wings. You feel her hair fall across your shoulder. The two of you are really bound in there together, since she can't move with them wrapped so tight. Indeed, over her shoulder you see the wrap of her wings, because they've gone 360 degrees and enfolded you both in a shivering cocoon. You are bound together. You rub her wings, you feel her shiver, you see her smile and nod appreciatively. So now you're in here with me, what are you going to do? Then you recapture her lips in a deep kiss. The two of you fall backward onto her bed. She must have steered toward it on purpose. The two of you are wrapped up in a blanketing burrito of her wings, folded tight, folded round and close, enough to hold you against her, even though if you look upward, you can see the wall, because you're laying now atop her, on her bed. You know it's her bed because the soft surface giving, because if you look out and up from the circled pinioning of wings, you can see the roof of the canopy above her bed, but you are held to her. You try to squirm your arms, and you get that delightful feeling of restriction pinned against her. Her tail is weaving its way up between your legs, teasing you, rubbing you, friction invading you, but the feeling is good and right and okay. Everything's all right. right as you're bound there in the heat of her wings. It gets hotter and you grow lazier, yawning, rolling, lolling your head to and fro, letting your mouth hang open. She's doing the same. Both of you seem to be getting warmer and warmer within the transformed grip of her magical wings. And she, squeezing your shoulders, your arms, your back, is massaging you so that you just lean against her body. And every little bit more leaned against her you get, the tighter her wings get. They get tight enough that you are constricted, constricted right to her in the tight, taut seam of her wings, binding, her wings restraining. They are connected to you. You feel how they're making contact with your skin like a tight suit across your shoulders and back. You feel how your clothes are irrelevant. Whatever you might be wearing won't get in the way of the radiating heat and resonating warmth of those wings laid across you. Her mere touch is enough to send aphrodisiac desire thrilling through your head, amnesiac and desirous. You sink, and thinking only makes everything a little more pleasurable, a little more difficult to hold on to, slippery thoughts. Your entire body is bound up, wound up in her wings, pinned to her. You feel things, but everything you feel is a teasing reminder that you don't need to feel anything right now. You can just be within that warm cocoon of her wings, that tight, taut, restraining chamber that contains only the two of you. She kisses you more deeply and passionately, winding her arm around the back of your head, pulling you to her. She seems to be enjoying herself, and you get to feel every inch of her body, at least with your body, because moving your arms anywhere except holding on to her butt is impossible because the wings have pinned that too, have wound the two of you up in this tight space. You're wrapped in her wings, held against her. She seems to have taken the spirit of your wish rather than the literalness. She could have stopped a while ago, but instead she is continuing on, and you are wrapped up alongside her, the two of you wrapped together into one roll. You feel her warm body, the pliability of her breasts pressed against you, the way that her scales are taut and warm, and she is muscled underneath. You see her eyes dark and piercing, mind-numbing. You feel her hair soft and silky as she deliberately rubs her scaled cheeks against your collarbone, rubbing her hair against your chin and against your chest, letting you feel her, breathe her deep, that scent, that cordial, almost alcoholic lust and desire deep within, the breath of her, her body against you, this relaxed evening at home having turned into a lustful, wound-up, bound-up tryst within her wings. You feel yourself pinned down. You feel yourself thinking about her wings, thinking about her as two separate entities, you bound to them, your energy being drained away, so tired and lazy, warm all through, the way you might get if you were laying on a warm beach after an exhausting day. You are nourished and informed by her, but you are also fueled toward a sleepy place where you yawn your thoughts away, and you see her yawn as you do. You see both of you, each of you, losing to that dim, hazy, dazed, relaxing, sleeping kind of feeling. Her wings don't let up, though. Tight and taut as they are, they pull the two of you together, bound in one cocoon, bound in one place, on her bed, laying together, tied together, taut together, caught together. You are there, together as one, united and experiencing the feeling. The feeling of her holding you, gripping you, draining you, containing you within her wings and the wrapping roll of her pinions. There, indeed, you do wonder if they can change shape further. Could they be feathered? Could they be soft? Could they alter? But for now, what they are is scaled and perfect and skin-tight as they squeeze and seem to shape themselves to the mutual containment of you and she. You imagine anyone viewing from outside would see both of your shoulders and legs and heads outlined under the wings, which are so tightly wrapping their cylinder that you can really feel the restriction as if you were being vacuumed, tightened against her. The two of you vacuum sealed in there, but there is breath because there are gaps above and below you, but the wings behind and in front of you, on the other side of her, on the other side of you, are tightening, tightening, squeezing, taut and warm, leeching away all waking thought and leaving only the dreamlike haze inside. There is steam in there, a sauna-like steam, the two of you basking in it warm and together, laying on her bed, feeling one another, running hands. She frees up the wings just enough for you to move your arms, but then they get even tighter, making you wrap your arms around her, forcing you to push your chest right against her breasts, one of your legs in between her thighs, one of her legs in between yours, the two of you frictionally rubbing off on each other, kissing, smooching, rubbing your faces together, an exploratory, lustful, almost indulgent kind of feeling that captures every other sensation and leaves only this, only the inside of the wings, only just what you wished for, dreamed of, fantasized about, just what you wanted. You once more go through your experimental little movement, trying to stir your shoulders, trying to expand the wings, but they only grow tighter, reinforcing that you are trapped, reinforcing that you are bound, reinforcing that you are here and under wraps, gripped under. She snuggles against you, and it is a true snuggle, putting her shoulders into it, rubbing her face into your chest, letting her wings do the talking as they bind closer against your skin. And when the two of you are pulled against one another, you really feel intimate and near to her. You feel like this is a home to you, her wings wrapping tight. Then her legs kick and blankets are pulled over top of the two of you, pulled from the side of the bed over you. You can feel them on your back, despite the fact the wings are in the way. It's as if you can feel whatever is done to the wings. You experimentally run your hands over her wings and feel it on your own back, massaging, rubbing, stealing away all the negative sensation. You give yourself a massage by running your hands over those wings you fetishize and enjoy so much, bound up in her, bound against her, tied to her, the two of you together trussed up in this way. You don't really think she could escape either, because you two are in this together. You two are touched together, laid together, locked together. And being like that allows you to fully experience the wings, because whatever you do to them, she also feels. Her face has grown flushed as you rubbed her wings. They must be sensitive. That long wingspan allows her to wind it tighter and tighter, but that means her wings are rubbing against themselves inside that coil, just as her tail is rubbing over your legs and inner thighs down below, the pleasure of humping against her body, snuggling against her, nuzzling into her. You nuzzle your face against her as well. The two of you are there together, twitching in her wings, and there's a blanket over top of you. A few pillows are pulled by the wings, pulled in. You can tell, because you feel them laid against the outside as she builds a fortress with her magic around the two of you. A warm, dark confine, her wings still wrapped. She giggles and presses her face against you. There, now we're all snug and cozy. She begins to hum in your ear. She begins rubbing her body against you more and more, letting you feel her hair, rub her breasts, massage her thighs as she rubs hers on you. And you then are able to simply groan your way through pleasure, pleasure rising, but the wings adding an element of relaxation, safety, separation from the world. You wished for this, and now you feel it. Your wish was worth it. You in that moment are warm and hazy. Your eyes closed or eyes open doesn't matter. You can still see the beautiful dragon coiled against you and around you, her wings restraining both of you, locking you in for the evening, bound beneath the blankets and pillows on a comfortable bed, her arms around you, hugging, cuddling, snuggling, bringing you places you didn't think you could go before, places you'd failed to explore, places inside her wings, inside her control, inside her dominion, inside her eyes. She runs those eyes over you. You can tell you're being appraised. She massages your body with her wings and feels it in her own. You know she's turning herself on, and by rubbing her wings and rubbing your butt and back against them, you're able to make pleasure tingle in her as well. She groans and feels it. She moans and lets it overtake you both. And that's what it does, because this is now an enchantment acting on its own. This is an ancient tradition and ritual. Her wings bound around you, binding the two of you together. You struggle just for the show of it, not because you want to escape, but because you know you can't. Your shoulders rub her wings in the process. She enjoys it. She moans. Her long tongue licks up your collarbone. She rolls her hips, grunting, side to side, rolling, roiling, reeling, wanting, needing, aching, groaning. She and you are together in this. She and you are bound together, mightily pleasured by the existence of this moment. You get to remember this. Remember the way her binding wings wrapped around around you in curls and coils and rolls. Remember her soft blankets over you, bed under you, being welcomed into her boudoir and then laid out despite the surprising manner of your arrival. You snuck up on her and now she's rewarding you, her tail sliding between your legs, her hands grabbing your back, hugging you to her, snuggling, cuddling. You feel it, your mind letting go. The world outside is going away. There is only the space inside the wrapping dragon wings, the place inside this special snuggling paradise of escape, a wish, the dragon's wings binding you, gripping you, giving you a new sense of the word restraint, a new sense of bound, constant, tingling, shuddering, shivering, flapping, moving pleasure, whispering across your consciousness. You are up against that pleasure. You are in that place of leisure and relaxation, of lessons, learning all about the way she makes you feel, learning all about the way those wings can move, a surprising, shifting information. Conveyed to you from her, the way her wings are skin tight around you, the way you are tight and taut against her, so each of you can derive sexual pleasure from the other, each of you can sensually align your interests, bring pleasure, get pleasure, give pleasure, feel the way it just feels so lazy, hazed, steamy, sauna-like, inside the warm wrap of her wings, inside her smoldering gaze, her tail around you, her body against you. You just rub on her. You feel pleasure, pleasure, bound around in those tight, furled wings wrapping you against her, smoldering, your shoulders rubbing together, her face against your collarbone, snuggling closer, the blankets over you adding an additional layer of cloying heat, the pillows around you adding softness and sensation. Your own hands grab and rub her wings, and she gets the sensation transmitted as if they were one huge erogenous zone. Your whole body's giving her pleasure. When you struggle, it gives her pleasure, and you feel her trickling juices against your thigh. You feel the way you're making her awaken to pleasure, to new feelings she so seldom gets, and now you rolled up there have a unique opportunity. Bring pleasure by struggling, by enjoying the strong, tight, taut way her wings hold you against her. Hold the two of you together. Hold your bond together. You're stuck there. You try to get away, but all it does is make you roll over so she's on top. That round furl of wings rolls on the bed, dragging the pillow fort with it, and the two of you lay there, snuggling each other, she above you, planting a kiss after kiss on your collarbone. You can tell from her tongue hanging out that she's getting way turned on by this, and she's just groaning and rolling her pussy against your thigh. She's there, and her tail is teasing hotly between your legs. Her entire body is connected to you. Her wings are furled around you. She's pulling you to her, against her, into the wrap and roll of you and her, you and she, bound and blessed by this sensation, this wish you made, this pleasure you will never regret that binds the two of you to the bed, even as your mind gets a little more faded, your brain gets a little more vacant, you sigh and breathe deep and yawn your pleasured way through the journey and voyage of connection to her, of being bound up in her furled wings, of being pulled and tugged delightedly together. The two of you are together in that moment. You are connected, carried together, bound, given sensation. Her wings, splendid as they are, when you rub and massage them, send pleasure into you, too. You can feel your own struggles, feel the pleasure they give you between your legs. She must be feeling even more. The wings are tight and taut and smooth and scaled, and your mind is saunaed and heated and relaxed and drooling out of you, and that's all right. Breathe deep. Relax your mind. A one and sliding, slipping to a place other than this, a relaxing escapade, a journey apart, a place where you are able to start nine. Feeling sensations coming close together, and whether you are coming or going, leaving this place or entering it, seven, is unknown to you. Escaping it is irrelevant because being in it is all you, five, want to feel. You want to feel her wings wrapped and furling around you. You wish to feel her binding the two of you together, increasing your bond, linking your fates, giving you four, what you didn't have before, which is an awareness of her there with you, tail around you, snuggling in into you, wrapping wings tighter and tighter, ever more connected. 3, she is connected to you, and you made an excellent wish, breathing her deep, the rum and spices and cloves and awareness, her against you and with you. 3, on her bed, covered over with blankets and pillows, covered and bound, wrapped in her wings, tightly held against her, restrained, retrained. 4 and 3 and 2 and deeper, closer to her, feeling her, wanting her in you, in your head, in your brain. You know you can come back and be wrapped again, because part of you will always remain in those wings furled against her, even when you wake in the morning. And 1. Caught, taught, slept, kept, deep, down.